Hi guys, welcome to the Museum Podcast. If you're listening to this, it's never too late to listen. Can you be wise because you're my pride, baby? What's happening, guys? What's popping? It's what now? Monday morning, beautiful sun sets, but you know, we're still here, wide awake. You know me, morning walker. So, just like my baby girl Tam said, no more damages. I've been on some Tam's vibes lately because, I mean, it's Tam's, you know, like, her album, this last album was so lit. It kind of helped me. Would I say it helped me? Yeah, it helped me because, like, music is therapy, right? So it helped me through, you know, some certain things. And this particular jam, this damages. Let me just cue in music one more time before we bounce onto what we have to talk about. No more damages. It's self-care 2021, self-love 2021. And I'm really just here to talk about, you know, self-love and self-care, because as much as we preach about it so much, it's still kind of, it's a thin line between overrated and underrated. Only because a lot of us say self-care, and, you know, we don't actually do it. What does self-care really involve? Personally, for me, I used to think that self-care was just about, you know, waking up and doing, I usually have, like, routines where I just, like, do, like, a face mask, and, like, that's all part of self-care, don't get me wrong. But, you know, wake up, burn some sage, do some meditating, you know, do some yoga. That's all part of my self-care routine. But it's, like, it's a little bit more intense than that, you get me? Because, I mean, how is your response to stuff? How is your response to things that happen to you? What is your response to these things? How is your response to when people say things that you don't like? You know, how do you respond to that for your own mental health? You know, that's part of self-care. Recently, I learned that everybody's not coming at you to attack you. Like, because of experiences, I have this very defensive wall that I have. I'm really trying to, you know, melt down a little bit, because I've noticed that it kind of makes me, it has kind of been the stumbling block to many problems I've had with people, you know, many friendships, many relationships, because sometimes people are just coming at you, you know, from a place of care and love, and, you know, you're supposed to just, like, you know, respond in that same way. Don't get me wrong, if someone comes at you with bullshit, it's okay to give them bullshit back, but I mean, you can still choose not to, right? So personally, I always get defensive, and my defensive mechanisms are very horrible, because then it just really gets into a fight, and then everybody's arguing, and then before you know it, it's like everybody's now looking, calling themselves names, like, yo, you're, like, selfish, or, like, you're some kind of hypocrite, or, like, you're, like, low-key calling yourself names, but, like, what's the point, though? You know, like, why do we have to get so triggered? I mean, is self-care not also part of, like, you know, being able to ignore, being able to absorb what someone tells you and then respond effectively? So, like, because when you respond effectively, you're not triggering yourself, and therefore your mental state is like 100. When you don't listen and just react, it's really fucked up. I just recently learned this, guys. Trust me, I'm not even perfect on the skill yet because, but I mean, it's still part of self-care. Don't get me wrong. Self-care for me is self-care for me before this realization was, having moments to myself, considering, if you're the kind of person that likes to be by yourself most times. I am that kind of person. I like to have my space. I like to be in my zone. Play some good music, burn some nice scented candles or sage, smoke up if I can, but like, do basic stuff, things that would just like relieve me of my stress. I probably like soak myself in a bathtub. I probably work out to sweat a little. Trust me, workouts are very, very effective because when you sweat, it's like you're dipping into that serotonin, chemical. You're like having a mad serotonin dip. Guys, if for you to be able to, be able to be, what's the word now? What's the word? What's the word? Stable in your self-care, you have to be able to hack happiness chemicals, the oxytocin, the serotonin, the dopamine, all of that shit. Because, they each have their own, roles to play. So it's like, why do I have to feel this way when I can feel this way? Recently, I started to talk myself out of shit. So someone comes at me with in a way that I don't like, and it's probably like some sort of deja vu, or I'm like, I just feel attacked. I don't know if I'm the only person that sometimes, you just feel attacked. It might not even be an attack. It might just be like personal experiences, but like, or deja vu experiences. But then someone says something, and is it triggering you, or is making you feel attacked? And then instead of you to calm down and see where this person is coming from. Like, even if this person is coming from a place of irritation, like actually being annoying or trying to not even care about your, what you have to say, it's still very okay to calm the fuck down and like, take it in. So you're either saying stuff like, so I just learned this. I also learned this from a friend of mine, Bemiga. Shout out to you. So it's you're either saying, okay, I think that you're too angry right now, and I'll just let you calm down, and then we can talk. Only so that, there's no trigger, and just for your own peace of mind. Because it's not as if, if you just shout for the person, the bass boost the person. But like, you decide not to, because you probably want to be the understanding person and say, okay, I know, say this thing I do vex this person, but vex this person reach like this, so but no wahala, make I still try calm the situation down. You feel me? And then you're the one saying, okay, I'll let you be. I'll talk to you when you're calm. Or you absorb it, and then you're able to react effectively. Guys, that is a very mad ass self-care routine. Your ability to be able to react effectively and not just react for reaction's sake. I mean, you can be having an argument with someone and decide not to reply for 2 days just because you want to take in what just happened and you want to be able to use the right words to address the situation. I can do that. So I think anybody can. I mean, even if the person is calling you and feels like the person is being ignored, you can actually tell the person, yo, I'll actually talk to you when I'm calm. I'm not actually calm now to talk to you, and I don't want to say things that you wouldn't like. Do you understand? That's a very mental self-care routine. It is meant as fuck. It is very yo, because person just gas free their mind for this life. You understand? Like, life is not that hard, bro. Life is not is really not that hard. So, if you're able to, free yourself from bullshit, do that, because this life is short. So, like, self-care is not just, doing all the basic stuff that I used to do. It also comes with a lot of mental work, being able to say no, being able to understand your limits, your boundaries, being able to be in control of your emotions. I just also just started learning that because usually I just really react. If I'm feeling sad, I cry, I can emotionally blackmail the shit out of you. Just so you feel my, I don't know, just feel me, But, thank God for growth, thank God for realization, thank God for wisdom. Because now I just know that the ability to maintain your emotions and not act on it is very, very mental. It is mental as fuck. And if you're able to do that, if you have that kind of strength, that is all the self-care you need. Just free your mind. Like, just free your mind. Do you understand? Just free your mind. If you're able to free your mind from a lot of things, when things, certain things come at you, you no go feel 'em. And I just recently started learning this too. And musings is really about, sharing experiences and sharing personal growth and personal experiences with you guys. So that's what Musings Podcast is about. And I'm always here to, share my new experiences and share what I just learned. And honestly, I just really learned that emotional control and effective response is all part of self-care. Like I said, just learn how to free your mind. So this is a song by Tems, Free Mind. I love this song. I'll just play it for like a few minutes. So just vibe on
Yeah, mine. I said 5 in the morning, I wake up to 5 on my yearnings. Fear in my mind is a warning, praying to the one you're relying. I've been wandering all day, tried to be fine but I can't be. The noise in my mind wouldn't leave me, try to get by but I'm burning. Let me hide my mind, it runs, all these thoughts are troubling.
Sorry, PS, if you're listening to this song, you have to be updating your playlist. And I need to know when I'm actually putting you on some good shit. Like, you need to like tag me at Moonshine on Twitter or like at Moona or Musing Podcast on Instagram and let me know, like, Moona, you helped me update my playlist.
I really need my now. This is the peace that you cannot buy. Send me love that you cannot mix. One is the joy that you cannot waste, and the other one price that you cannot fix.
Shout out to Tems, man. Shout out to Tems on this album. Shout out to Tems on this album. This album is lit as fuck. I'm so sorry about what happened to her, Uganda, but this album is lit as fuck. Shout out to her. So, guys, like I was saying, if you're able to have a very mad-ass emotional control and a very effective way of responding to anything at all, you're on a very sexy parts of self-care. Take it from me, baby. Take it from me. Just free your mind. Just free your mind, man. Free your mind from all the bullshit. And like, someone told me something, yeah. Happiness is not. It's not. Like, it's not a destination, it's a journey. And the real happiness is actually peace of mind, contentment, being able to be content and at peace. That's like overjoy of happiness. Happiness is not when you have 8 million in your account. It's cool. It is. It is. It is. Please, please, please don't come at me. It actually is. But get the point. You can have 8 million in your account and actually still not be happy. So don't be seeing every junction as a junction to happiness. Happiness is something that comes from within. It's all part of that self-care, baby. It's all part of it. So just so you guys can be able to grab all I have said today. I'm going to make this short and be pretty much straight to the point. You already know what time it is. It's the time to get yourself on that self-care shit. You know, say no to bullshit. You know, be able to say no. Be able to know your boundaries. Being able to know your limitations. In fact, you're limitless. But being able to know where your limit is. What your limit is very important. That way, you don't overstretch yourself. You don't overstretch your brain. You just don't overstretch yourself generally into doing what your mind doesn't accept. You feel me? So that is all part of self-care. And because we're preaching self-care 2021, self-love 2021, we're on this part. So guys, join me on this journey of self-care 2021. We're always going to keep making points back at this particular episode, because we're going to be very strict on this self-care shit this year. The self-love and self-care shit, we're going to be very, very strict on it this year. Trust me. So, I have an event coming up pretty soon. Details of the event will be relayed on my Instagram page at Musing Podcast on Instagram. And, guys, you know, get hooked on this shit. Abuja, come out. You know what I'm saying? I really hope that I'm able to, you know, give you what it is that you expect from this event. My fingers are crossed. I'm not talking much on it. Thank you. So, don't forget, I do jingles. So if you want to make your jingles, just hit me up at Moonshine on Twitter. And for those that have hit me up, your jingles are going to be released sometime this week. I'm really sorry for the delay. I've just been really swamped. I'm not supposed to explain myself, but yeah, here I am. So, like, forgive me. It'll be delivered to you this week. And one more thing, guys. Self-love is extremely important. Extremely important. So don't fuck with it. Don't fuck with it at all. So I'm signing out because it's 2 a.m. in the morning. And this bitch needs to get some sleep. So, it was really nice talking with you guys. Probably my next episode, I'm going to have a guest. So you guys don't keep listening to just me. It's not like I'm boring you guys, though. But you know what they say. So anyway, I'm signing out with this magical song. This magical song by Wizkid and Tems. Essence, baby, because this song is lit. It is lit. So guys, this is Muna signing out from the Musing Podcast. As always, stay fresh, and if you're listening to this, it's never too late to listen, baby.
I feel it coming. Time is of the essence. I try to teach you, but I need some lessons. I need to give it all. I try to live by.
I don't know. Should I let this song play to the end, or should I just wait for the part where it's saying, you don't need a lot of body? I'm just fucking with you guys.
You don't need no other body. You don't need no other body. Only you be on my body. Only you be on my body. You don't need no other body.
And I made the best of my mind. And I made it make you free of your mind. Say your body talk to me nice. Say now my love, you didn't need for your life. Yeah, I love to be like.
Okay. I'm officially signing out, guys. Officially signing out. Please follow me on Musing Podcast and IG. Muna, my personal page, with the H dot and the underscore. Moonshine on Twitter. Thank you so much and God bless. Good night. Good morning. Bye.
Let you know. Hope every day.